News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And I'm super excited to meet some new people today. They're not new to Pep Talk, but they're new to me. I have in the studio with me this morning, we have Kelly Hobbs and Chad Nowling, and they are with the Santa Rosa County. I guess, which department are you with Jay?
Environmental Department.
Environmental Department. So we have a lot going on, and so we're going to start right off with the waste tire amnesties days, and we've got some things going on. So please fill me in on what's happening.
So, yeah, we got a waste tire amnesty day coming up for the central landfill. We also have one going on at the J Transfer Station this week as well, which has already started. And the J Transfer Station, the waste tire amnesty days for this week, they'll be open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the J Transfer Station, which is located at 3786 Transfer Station Road there in J. And we also have our waste tire amnesty day coming up for the central landfill. And that'll be Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is the central landfill, which is located at 6337 DeLisa Road there in Milton.
Okay, and that is this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And then there's a couple other Saturdays, too. Is that right?
Yeah, we have some more events coming up. We got one Saturday, March the 8th from 7 to 5 at the central landfill. And we also have one coming up Saturday, April 26th from 7 to 5.
Okay, so what does it usually cost to, like, bring tires to the landfill? What are some of the things that people should bring, and what's kind of acceptable and not acceptable?
Currently, the tires cost $5 for a regular car tire,
mm-hmm.
$15 for a large car or truck tire. You can bring those in to any of the tire amnesty days, and there's no charge. You will need to bring a driver's license to show that you are a Santa Rosa County resident.
Oh, that's good to know. That's important.
And the Santa Rosa County residents can bring up to 8 tires, and they can be owner off the rim, so that does not matter.
Is there a limit to the kinds of goods that you bring, or are there certain things you can and cannot bring?
For Tire Amnesty Day, all we want is just the tires.
Gotcha. Okay.
No tires from commercial shops. You know, they need no large tractor tires, no bus tires. We just want regular car tires. Like I said, it's up to 8 per person per Santa Rosa County resident.
Okay. So this is not the day to bring other things.
Well,
could you?
We do have an HHW facility there at the entrance to the landfill.
Oh, okay.
That is open Monday
all
through
time.
Saturday at all times.
Uh-huh.
And that's set up to take car batteries, old gasoline, old hydraulic fluids, oils, paint, pesticides, pool chemicals, old propane
Perfect.
Tanks.
Okay.
And that's open year round.
Okay, that's good to know. Sure.
And that's free. It's free.
And that's free. Okay. It's a free Very good. Okay.
For citizens again.
Because typically, where do people take tires when they're done with them? I guess they have usually when they get them changed out, like at a store, a tire store.
Yeah, a tire store, they'll dispose of them, you know, much like we do when mm-hmm. they get a large quantity. But we do the same. Those are hauled off site. Once we, and I think last Amnesty Day, we might have got close to 1,000 tires.
Wow.
And probably four or five large containers full, and those are taken off site.
Wow. Well, that really means that there's a need in the community for this.
Yes.
So good for you for offering this opportunity.
Yeah.
So these different dates, you had February 8th, 7th, that's this Saturday, 7 to 5. Looks like Saturday, March 8th, 7 to 5. And then Saturday, April 26th, 7 to 5. And these are all at the Santa Rosa Central Landfill. And that's the one located at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton.
Yes, that's correct. And don't forget, this week, you know, normally this is our first J Transfer Tire Amnesty Day, and we're doing a week. Because our hours are limited in the north end of the county,
mm-hmm.
We are open, J Transfer Station is open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So this week we will take tires at that location, 8 per Santa Rosa County resident, and we Tuesday has already passed, but we will have someone there to take tires Thursday and Saturday of this week, too, from 8 to 4.
And where is that located?
And that's going to be at 3786 Transfer Station Road in J.
Okay.
And just a reminder, no large, you know, you're coming from the north end where there's a lot of farming. We don't want any kind of tractor tires.
Oh, that's
important.
Or
larger tires. We just want regular car tires on or off the rim.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good to know, too.
And for anyone listening, you can call our main number at the office at 850-981-7135. If, you know, if you have any additional questions or you want us to cover what we already covered on the air here, mm-hmm. we'll have somebody there to be able to answer questions.
So I'm assuming the county assumes some cost for this. How is that taken care of? Because I know you have the small fee for the tires themselves, but how does that work?
Normally each year, you know, we get money from the state of Florida through DEP.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a contact and I contact them once a year right after the budget year, which is in July. And say, hey, do you have money available for, you know, for Tire Amnesty Day? And if so, which the last, I think I've been with the county 9-10 years with environmental, they always have that money available. And it's $25,000 grant money per year. So as long as we stay under the $25,000 threshold, we can, you know, set our own schedule and have the Tire Amnesty Days when we want to.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Because people don't realize the cost that goes into this.
Yes.
There's definitely a cost. So if you do have tires and you are either commercial or personal tires for your own car, you can bring those in?
No, we don't want any.
You don't want the commercial ones?
No commercial.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
okay.
For
residential.
Just declared residential only this
residential
time. Okay.
Only.
So I want to be sure we got that straight. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the recycle days and what's coming up with that.
Well, you want to talk about that? Yeah, we also on March the 8th, we're going to be set up at the South Service Center in Gulf Breeze, which is located at 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We go over there every year, or try to, let me say it that way, and we'll be set up to take HHW, Household Hazardous Waste Products. So for the folks that may not be able to drive over to Milton or don't want to do it, we'll be set up over there, and we'll be taking the usual car batteries, fluorescent bulbs, oils, hydraulic fluids, old paints, pesticides, pool chemicals, and we'll be set up from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock on March the 8th. And that, again, that's at the South Service Center in Gulf Breeze.
And these are all things that you should not be throwing in the trash,
correct,
your regular trash. These are things you really should set aside,
right,
and recycle when you have these opportunities.
Correct. Yes. And that's why we do it for free there at landfill, and we try to set up for these Amnesty Day events. We want to encourage citizens to dispose of these products properly.
Absolutely.
It's what's best for the environment.
Okay, so you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guests this morning are from Santa Rosa County, and they are our environmental saviors who help us save. I got to laugh out of chat. Because it's true, you're helping us to save our environment. And what we have such a beautiful place where we live, and we want to make sure that we don't have old tires laying around in the woods and stuff. So this is an opportunity to everybody pitch in and make a difference. If you have a question for Chad or Kelly, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We have Chad Nowling in the house as well as Callie Hobbs from Santa Rosa County Environmental. Okay, we have the Waste Tire Amnesty Days coming up. Just a couple minutes left. Why don't you share all the info about that?
Okay, we have it this Saturday, February 8th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Landfill. That location is 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. We will also have two additional Tire Amnesty Days that are scheduled for early this year. The next one's going to be Saturday, March 8th from 7 to 5. It'll be at the Central Landfill. And then Saturday, April 26th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Landfill. And for anybody up in the north end of the county, we currently have a Tire Amnesty Day going on at the J Transfer Station. The hours and days are limited. We will be there Thursday this week, February 6th from 8 to 4. And then again this Saturday at the J Transfer Station, February 8th from 8 to 4 as well.
That's great. Okay, it's a great opportunity. And some tips for people that are thinking about doing this. You said rims were okay.
Yeah, if there's rims on the tires, that's okay. We'll have somebody there to assist anybody that needs help, you know, moving the materials.
A listener texted, and what about bicycle tires?
Oh, they're welcome to bring those too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No problem. And just remember, bring your ID. You'll need to show that you are a Santa Rosa County resident. If you've got 16 or 24 tires, you know, bring yourself and maybe a neighbor or another family member. Just, you know, come see us.
Okay. One last question. Quick question here. Someone just texted in. How do I get rid of styrofoam cups?
Oh, we don't want styrofoam. Just put those in your household garbage.
Gotcha. Okay.
And again, reach out to us at 850-981-7135, and we have an awesome PIO group that does these public announcements as well.
Excellent. Thank you both for being here. Really helpful information. Don't miss the Waste Tire Amnesty Days.